Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 Masterpiece Theater jingle. Loving that one. Recovery 101 does not speak for AACANAOAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFAIRBDACBSABCCNN.
None of them.
Fox. Nobody. As a matter of fact, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with...
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Awesome.
How was your day, Bruce?
My day today was just Jim Dandy. I might be going to the furniture show for a day or 2 days.
Going
I don't know.
On now.
It depends.
Going
it,
on now.
It's in Vegas.
It's going on.
It started right now. Yeah, it started on today. As
I got a
fact.
Text message from a guy today who was there.
I would not want to be there on the opening day, and I would not want to be there on the closing day. Although opening day is probably the day they give away a lot of goodies and stuff, and they have like a... It's a big thing over there. The guy that built it, they used to do it in... Well, and they still do, but they used to do it in this place called High Point, North Carolina. The problem is... Nobody really wants to go to High Point, North Carolina, because once you're done with the show, there's nothing else to do. So some guy with a great idea said, let me build a place in Vegas, because everybody wants to go to Vegas. And he built three rather large buildings yep. near the end of the strip, and there's like 15 floors on one, 15 floors on another, and 12 floors on another, and they have about 30 vendors on each floor.
Yep.
And they rent the – you'll love this, Mark. They rent their space for the year and only use it for 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't they stay there when they're in town?
That's what they should do.
I mean, like if you have furniture there, do you like leave a living room and a bedroom? And
dude, that'd be awesome.
And you have like your own flat during
Excuse me, I've got to go check stuff out.
Yeah.
I'm sure that somebody does that. But it's a pretty actually to be honest with you, it's kind of a high security thing. You got to have a pass with
yeah.
a.
But if you have if you're paying year round for a space, you should have a pass.
You should. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Then you could rent it out to people.
There
all
you,
year round. Can you imagine New Year's
floor.
Can you imagine New Year's?
Oh my God!
If you set your
rent
space
the entire
up,
place out.
You set your space up for a party.
Oh, and let me tell you, there's...
You put a stripper pole in your furniture store?
Dude, you could put a stripper pole in this one that goes from the ceiling to the floor. You wouldn't want to do one of those fails, though, where you fall. Because that'd be a long way.
Yeah, and then you bring in Bridget the Midget and...
You'd be Bridget the Midget if you fell from that
have
height.
Have her do her thing.
Shelly, you don't know who Bridget the Midget is?
No.
Remember my friend Jabu?
Yes.
Remember his video escapades?
I don't. I've never seen them.
You've heard of them.
He mentioned it. Yes.
That's Bridget the Midget.
Okay.
She's a star.
Well, all right then.
She must be his lucky star.
You are my lucky star.
I saw you from afar.
What movie, Mark? He's not going to get it.
I'm not going to get it.
Singing in the Rain.
Yeah.
I should have gone up on that
How
last
did I not
night,
get that? I wasn't thinking about that.
It's when she's standing on the ladder and they got the fans going
on. Oh, right. Okay.
So what made me think of it. I got the fan blowing on me. You know what that means.
What's it mean, Bruce?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
We have an attack dog in the studio.
We do.
This guy is 17 pounds of bristling fur and teeth.
And it's a girl, not a guy.
This girl. Yeah, did you see the look I got?
Yeah.
She's a pug.
I did a bonehead maneuver and forgot that we have another shout-out, but I don't remember the guy's name, and he's the husband of one of the people that's in our group, and it was his sobriety birthday, and I completely forgot.
Okay, shout-out.
So, shout-out to the person that I forgot, and happy birthday to you, and I will remember to write it down the next time we record.
Okay.
Whose husband is it?
I don't know. I forgot that, too.
Shelly's up on things.
Well, and I mentioned that. I said, I have horrible CRS, I'll do a birthday shout-out.
So last show, Katie Uck got a shout-out. What's Katie been up to?
She's coming.
She's living life and being fabulous.
Okay.
She and her husband are possibly planning a West Coast vacation.
Oh.
So she might come and see us and be in the peanut gallery, which would be completely awesome.
Is she going to bring the pole?
What pole?
Or should we have one installed?
Oh, brother.
Not just throwing it out there.
Let's see. Oh, the next story says, especially for Shelley in Egypt. Oh, I remember you were telling me about this. Ha! Drunk man kills a shark. He saves the beach resort. This happened in Egypt. Serbian man is being called a hero. He accidentally killed a shark that had been apparently terrorizing this Egyptian resort place. The shark had been wandering around and killed one beachgoer and injured four others. Dragan Stevic was blackout drunk. I mean, so drunk that after this, he ended up in the hospital with blood poisoning or alcohol poisoning or whatever. He and his friends were drinking quite heavily one evening. He told them he was going to jump off of the diving board. I guess there's this, maybe it's like a pier,
it's like a
or
dock
something.
With
yeah, dock with
a
diving
it.
Board. And managed to jump right when the shark was swimming around underneath looking for his next meal. Landed on the shark's head and killed it.
All the gin joints and all the land.
Yes, yeah. I had to drop into mine. he went back to his friends and he told him that he twisted his ankle. He was complaining about his ankle because he said the water wasn't soft.
It was shark-like.
It was shark-like. Yes. And he is in the hospital for alcohol poisoning.
I thought you were going to tell me the shark bit him and died of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you'd think. Brian sent this one in.
Who's Brian?
You know that guy we met.
Oh, that guy.
That Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bless you.
An 11-year-old California boy was treated at Rady Children's Hospital. He had a rash, a very extensive, painful rash.
Oh.
Family couldn't figure out what it was.
They warned them about those girls.
Well, no. What happened, and if you have a mysterious rash, you might want to find out.
Was it on his palm?
No, it's kind of like traveling all over his body.
Okay.
You may be allergic to nickel. This child is not the only one who, in recent months, has been taken to the hospital with odd, unexplained rashes because they play on iPads and tablets and things like
yep.
that have nickel in them. And apparently the number of children they are finding out are allergic to nickel is on the rise because these kids are playing with these devices.
Yep.
I didn't know there was nickel in them.
Have before. And now suddenly we're finding out they're allergic to this.
Boy, wouldn't that suck? You're a kid, all your gaming stuff you can't use.
Yep.
What? You know what
it is?
There's a big market coming up in gloves.
No, not
gaming gloves.
What they did was they found a case for the iPad that would keep him from actually having to touch anything other than the screen, and he recovered, and he can still use his iPad.
Well, thank God.
Yes.
He thought his future was going to be ruined.
Right. So if you have a strange, unexplained rash after buying a new tablet, you might want to look into that.
Ender's Game Redo.
Yeah.
Yes. Good movie. I like that one, Ender's Game. Now that I think about it, that was a good movie I saw recently.
Yep. Couldn't possibly compare to the book.
It's pretty good.
Could possibly.
I didn't. Well, it could compare to the book no matter what, even if it compared badly.
Yes.
Portland, Oregon, two of their attorneys general,
been there many times.
Whatever. They're suing the company that makes the 5-hour energy drink for deceptive advertising.
Why?
Because the lawsuit contends that the unique blend of ingredients that 5-Hour Energy uses
yes.
is nothing more than fruit juice and a concentrated dose of caffeine.
Nice.
Now, this Oregon's not the only state that wants this looked into. There are 33 states, and they were just the one in this group that happened to file the lawsuit. The company, which is Living Essentials LLC, said they're going to defend themselves against this lawsuit because they didn't make specific claims on the label other than keeps you going for 5 hours with no crash, which is what happens when you have a great whacking gob of caffeine into your system.
I saw along the lines of this, I saw a movie called Unhung Hero, and the guy is apparently is quite small, and he goes and tries all these things. So he tries the Extends pills, and he tells them at the end of 30 days or whatever, nothing's happening. And the woman says, well, when he says, I'm supposed to get bigger, and she tells him on the phone, when you get an erection, don't you get bigger? And he goes, yes. And she goes, there you go. And he goes, I always get bigger when I have an erection. And she goes, well, we don't claim anything other than that. And he goes, yes, you do, write on the packaging. And she says, well, we don't write the packaging. That's the advertisers.
Sue them.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then.
Here's a little tidbit, Bruce.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
Oh, I thought you said you had a little tidbit for Bruce.
No, I thanked Bruce.
He was thanking me for the tidbit.
Oh. You can have more of those tidbits if you like. We have another stupid study from Bill.
What a shocker.
Public health advocates, and this is in Australia, actually.
Not in Fresno?
No, this study will be published in the next issue of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research.
Experimental?
Yes. I don't know what they're experimenting with.
Alcohol.
Well,
powdered alcohol.
Powdered alcohol. The new study shows that they're concerned because the study shows that youths who combine caffeinated drinks with alcohol makes them want to drink more alcohol.
So if you drink beer, you kill two birds with one stone.
There's no caffeine in beer.
Oh, caffeinated. I was thinking carbonated.
Yes, because...
So Four Loko.
Right. And this is a stupid study to which I say, duh. That's the point of all of those drinks that had all the caffeine and the booze in them. You could stay awake longer and drink more booze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They did a study on this.
Oh.
They funded this.
Can't we just get, like, an agent who just sends us all these things so we can look at them first? We could save these guys a lot of money and time.
Except we're not going to do the actual clinical trial.
No.
We don't have to.
Of these don't need a clinical trial.
We've already done it. We can just write the conclusion paper.
Yeah, it's like, hey, weed makes teenagers happier. Okay.
Yeah. It's like when the U.S. actually spent like $100,000 to fund a study to find out how long it takes the average American to make breakfast. They could have just asked someone.
They did. They asked 1,148 people. Survey.
I mean, they could have just... Why didn't the researchers call their mothers?
Why didn't the researchers just make breakfast?
Yeah
exactly.
But no, the government spent money on that.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing where you look and you go, why? Yeah.
Some grant writer got to work and they said, write a grant on this. And they went, I took 36 minutes this morning before I started writing this grant.
Yes.
The next one's
take to pour milk on cereal?
I don't know, 5 seconds?
Not very long.
Go. That's all it takes to make breakfast.
Bill sent the next story in, which is really, really gross.
Oh, perfect.
A woman, Christy Watson from Cincinnati, Ohio, discovered that the Walmart store brand of ice cream sandwiches don't melt, even when you put them in the sun.
That's creepy.
Ooh.
So she said, I'm quoting her here, what am I feeding to my children?
You ever feed them McDonald's french fries? They don't rot.
Exactly. That's in the story, too, about the french fry effect.
Well, if you think about it, when I was a stoner and a young kid, you'd drop a few fries in the car.
Yep.
You'd go to clean the car out like 9 months later, there'd be fries in there. Nothing growing on
they're
them.
They're still golden.
Yeah.
They're a little
hard. About the same. No.
She conducted a little experiment and discovered that other ice creams, Haagen-Dazs, Klondike bars, various other brands, melt rather quickly in the summer sun.
Yes,
I
know, because
you know why?
I've had a Klondike.
Because they're made of ice cream.
Yes.
The Walmart bar, still the same.
What's it made of?
According to the company website, it does contain milk, cream, buttermilk, sugar, whey, and corn syrup. It also contains mono and diglycerides, vanilla extract, guar gum, calcium sulfate, carabine gum, cellulose gum, carrageenan, whatever that is, artificial flavor, and annatto for color.
How are they?
I don't know. I've never had one.
I'm not going to have one.
I'm not going to have one now.
Why?
Because they don't melt. Ice cream should melt.
Because I'd go for a Klondike. What could I do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, what would you do?
Get fucking Klondike melting all over my hands when I'm eating it outside. I've had that happen.
You know what? I've gotten lately, I've gone back to the It's It.
Oh, I loved those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, those were so
Klondike
good.
Klondike bar melts between the liquor store and my store, which is not a very long walk.
But I've gone back to the It's It.
I loved those. They sold those at
They sell them at Albertsons now.
When I was a kid, they sold them at the student store at my high school.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Yep. They sold ice cream at the student store at your high school?
They sold all kinds of crap. I never had lunch in high school. I had like a high C and a Twix bar.
Yeah. They didn't have that crap at school when I was there. We had to eat the peanut butter goodie and the mystery meat.
Well, you could
peanut
buy
butter goodie
meat
was
if
like
you
this
wanted.
Glop of peanut buttery looking stuff, and if you threw it at the ceiling, it would stick
forever.
And not forever, but for a long time. But after they'd have them, you'd look at the ceiling. There'd be like 300 of these things up there, and then at random times during the year, you'd be sitting there eating, one would fall and like land right in your food or hit you in the head.
Well, see, we didn't have a cafeteria at my school because it was a brand new high school. So it was basically you could get crap from the student store or you could go and stand in line and get a burrito that had been zapped in a microwave. We didn't really have a lot of food.
I went to school. They had the best bean and cheese burritos.
The only thing that South Hills High School did, they made these fresh-made cinnamon rolls every day. They baked them right there, and they were really good. Really good. Buck and a quarter.
Anyway, where were we?
Yep. 22 guys eat three bean and cheese burritos each and go into class right afterwards.
Oh, geez. Holy crap.
Well, we had a crazy news story a couple weeks ago that said smelling farts is good for
That's
you.
That's right.
So they were making everyone healthy.
We helped that teacher live many years longer.
Yeah.
This came out of a news magazine called Health Day. The FDA has approved new formulations of our most popularly abused narcotic painkillers to discourage potential abusers from snorting or injecting things like OxyContin. Purdue,
they take all the fun out of stuff, don't they?
Purdue Pharma has created a combination of oxycodone and naloxone. Naloxone is a drug that blocks the euphoric effects of oxycodone when it's crushed or liquefied or anything like that. If you take it in regular pill form, it just the oxycodone is the active ingredient. To which the chief medical officer of Phoenix House, which is an alcohol and drug abuse treatment provider, said,
yes.
So just swallow the pills.
Yeah.
He said, this isn't going to stop anyone. They're just going to take more.
Yeah.
So we've spent a bunch of federal funds figuring out how to prevent people from crushing and injecting oxycodone when they don't really need to.
More federal money well spent.
Yes, clearly.
That's awesome.
Okay, Bruce, perhaps you want to explain this one because I didn't read the story. The worst disguise ever in Illinois.
This guy breaks into, I don't know if it's a convenience store.
Circle K.
It's a Circle K. Breaks in. He has a bag over his head.
Yeah.
A clear plastic bag.
Well, that'll do.
He's easily recognizable. And the bag is not even completely covering his head.
Oh.
With his hand in his pocket and robs the place. Of course, they have complete video of this guy.
Yep.
They know exactly what he looks like. It went under the heading of worst disguise ever. Because when you look at it, when you see the screenshots,
yep,
it's absolutely clear who the guy is. There's no doubt about it. And it's like,
so who is he?
You know, was he? Well, they haven't caught him yet, but they're circulating his picture because there's going to be no problem finding the guy. Someone's going to recognize him. They just haven't caught him yet. But, I mean, it's not even like he took a brown paper bag and cut holes in it for his eyes. He just put a clear. And it's not even like one of those frosted white bags that you get at a grocery store.
It's just clear.
It's just clear. It's like taking a giant Ziploc bag and putting it over your head.
People unclear on the concept.
Yeah, not the greatest disguise. Disguise makes you look like something else.
This just made him look stupid.
This just made him look like an idiot.
Okay, Bruce got this one too. Now, what this brewery in Beijing, what are they doing?
Oh, my God. So, the air quality in Beijing,
not
very good. Matter of fact, on average, 30 times higher than what is considered to be hazardous.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Shelley's ex is over in Beijing, and I saw him make a post on Facebook once that he couldn't see buildings that were right down the street.
Yeah.
And it's really, really bad. So there's this brewery.
Think Southern California, 1971.
There's this brewery that when the air pollution gets to a certain level, you can go there and have free beer. They're given free beer at a certain level, and it's in a highly oxygenated bar. So you go in there, you get a breath of fresh air and a free beer.
Okay.
That sounds very enterprising.
It's awesome. They were talking about the normal air quality in Beijing, because the story, I even had more stuff online, is worse than like when LA used to have what they called the third stage smog alert.
I remember that.
And I don't know if you remember those quite well, but if you breathe deeply, you could feel it in your chest. It hurt your chest.
Yeah.
And that's how the air is on the average.
Can't go out for recess today. We're staying in.
Yeah, which, like, I'm not sure how that helped.
Because what stage two hit?
Because they would put us in the gym, which had these giant double doors that led to outside. So I'm pretty sure the air in the gym was not that different than the air outside.
What I loved is when we'd have smog days and we all got to stay home. And guess what our parents did? Kicked us outside to go play.
Yeah.
See, I never had a smog day.
They
just told us we couldn't do recess.
Oh, no. We had during my middle school, maybe a couple times in high school, we had actual smog days where everybody got to stay home because the air quality was so bad.
Yeah, we didn't get to do that. We just didn't get to go have recess. Of course, for some reason, our football coach always decided it got better around 2:45.
And you know what's awesome? Now, we don't have any smog alerts.
No.
They did all that shit that everyone said, no, don't do that, it'll never work. And you know what? All that stuff worked.
Yep.
We have better air quality than Denver, Colorado.
Yep. Can't do business here, but we got better air quality.
Right. Oh, awesome. Wow, we're way over time. So why don't you save these little tidbits for me for next
week? I think you should do the very last one.
The very last one?
Yeah, we have a short show. It's okay.
In Russia.
Naked blonde performs a striptease on top of a tow truck to stop the police from towing her car.
Yes.
Apparently you watched this.
I like this already.
I did watch this.
I did not watch this. What happened? Did they tow her car?
Yes.
Well, then what was the point?
I guess it was the point for them to see a little TNA.
Wait.
She, good-looking girl, jumps up, starts to do the striptease.
Uh-huh. This is in Russia.
And she is, you know, bumping and grinding on top of the thing. There's some cable thing hanging off the tow truck. She climbs up on that and starts doing, like, the pole dancing thing on it. She doesn't strip all the way down, though. She strips down to, like, panties and her top.
Yeah, like a camisole tank top type of thing.
But
I saw that, but I didn't see the rest of the stuff that was going on.
The cops keep telling her to get down off of the truck. The truck driver, you can hear him in the background. Now, he's speaking Russian, but he's clearly telling her to go, go, go. And many people around were videotaping this. And I think at the end of the story, it said what most bystanders said is, why didn't she just bribe him? That's what everybody else does.
Yeah, really. That probably would have gone farther. And that, my silent friends, is the end of the boozy news. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To the same old place that you laughed about. Come on, Shelly.
Shelly's not going to play.
Shelly is just, her eyes just glaze over.
I know.
She looks at me and says, wait till tonight when you're asleep. I've got a cast iron frying pan with your name on it.
You know why she's waiting? Because she has the topic.
She does. Yeah, you need a microphone.
You
to
can't
talk
into your water bottle.
We didn't pick a topic?
You had one.
I didn't have one.
We were waiting for you.
Yeah.
I didn't have a topic.
How do we start the show?
I don't know. We started the show without a topic.
We don't start the show without a topic.
Well, then somebody must have one.
You have one, Shelley.
I don't.
You weren't listening.
No.
She wasn't. How was the convention?
Convention. What do we call it? Post-convention?
Madness.
Okay. Convention post-mortem?
Yes.
Convention post-mortem. So we had it. The first annual Recovery 101 convention.
It's now complete.
It was not a convention. It was a get-together.
It was a get-together.
It was more or less a get-together. But that's because, to be honest with you, we didn't plan it out very well.
We didn't plan it at all.
But.
However, still a number of people showed up.
It was successful.
Our good friend Paul came all the way from Kuala Lumpur.
Yep.
Our good friend Bill came all the way from Fresno. Yep. Our good friend Brian came all the way from Utah. Our good friend Fran came all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
And it was awesome. Awesome!
We were in Vegas.
We had t-shirts.
We had t-shirts. We had popcorn.
That said recoverylol.net.
Yes.
Instead of recovery101.net.
It said 101. It's just, it didn't say 101. It said 1-0, the letter O.
Which makes it look like caps. It says lol.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was funny. But, we ate an assload of crab.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
We smoked a nice cigar.
Yes, we did.
Overlooking the sports book.
Yes, we did. We gambled. We did goodies. We went and we crashed a meeting. Of which they talked about the show in the meeting.
Which really weirded me out.
Weirded me out because these people we don't know about were talking about the show in the meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Because they knew you were there or just that happened to be a...
Because apparently our friend Greg, who traveled, I can't tell you how far.
Blocks. Ten whole minutes, blocks.
He let, I guess, the people in the meeting know about it.
Uh-huh.
So they thought it was very cool that we had people from all over both the world and the country. Uh-huh. At the meeting, so that was cool. And
we got some new show listeners then, huh?
A good time was had by all.
Yes.
I think. We stayed at a interesting hotel.
It was exactly like I would picture the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland to be if you were going to stay in it.
Yeah, I didn't stay in your hotel.
You what?
I didn't stay in your hotel.
No, you didn't stay in my hotel. You stayed in a regular hotel.
I did.
I stayed at, you know, the Addams Family Mansion.
Oh, this place was awesome.
I would not stay there again on a bet.
I would. I totally would. They had parties that started. This was the greatest thing. They had parties that started at 11 p.m. and went until 8 a.m. And you could hear, something's climbing on me, you could hear in the middle of the night the boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So much that down at the check-in, you could get earplugs. Now, me, because I sleep like a frickin' rock, I didn't even hear it. No worries.
How was it, Shelley?
The noise level actually didn't really bother me that much because my ears weren't too bad that weekend. But the bed on my side apparently decided it was going to tilt toward the floor, and I spent both nights trying not to roll off the bed onto the floor.
Why didn't you switch sides?
That didn't occur to me.
Mr. Sleep Like a Rock over there.
That's true. That didn't occur to me.
And, you know, not that I know anything about mattresses.
Yeah.
But when I laid over there, I didn't feel that at all. So I don't know. Matter of fact, both I... Or all three of us, I and Paul and Fran, all talked about how great we slept on those beds. I forgot to look. I meant to pull up the thing and look. I was really comfortable on that bed. I was like probably one of the most comfortable I've ever been. And I've stayed at a place up in Santa Barbara that was voted 7 times the most romantic bed and breakfast in the United States. And these big ass huge like Stearns and Foster pillow tops. Mm-hmm. Still wasn't as good as this. Mm-hmm. I don't, and you know what? It's probably some no-name brand.
Foam and case edges?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Shelley, it was an illusion.
Apparently.
Or a delusion.
Yeah. And it was, I'll tell you what's highly entertaining to me.
Yes.
Is people that are drunk. There was this, we were all sitting, Fran and I and Shelley were sitting out on this back patio where you could smoke. And there was like overflow from this other party area coming over there.
Uh-huh.
And there was this older white guy in shorts, obviously really drunk, trying to pick up on this older black gal, and he keeps trying to dance with her. And he was one of those dancers. Like so
spastic chicken?
So you think you can dance, you know. And
did he point when he danced?
He did all of that.
Okay.
And the thing is, the gal had rhythm. The gal could dance. She clearly didn't want to dance with the guy because he kept pulling her up from the table. And
you can dance if you want to.
You can leave your. He left all his friends behind.
His friends didn't dance.
And if you can't dance,
then they were no friends of his.
That's and they didn't. None of them. No, none of the other guys even attempted to dance. But I found that interesting. You had a nice suite. To do recording in.
Yes.
That suite was like the size of my parents' house.
It was a nice suite.
1,500 square feet.
It was a nice suite.
And yes. It's weird when you think of it that way because it's a bedroom and a living room dinette kind of thing.
And a big bar.
And it's the size of my parents' house.
Yeah.
For the next year's convention, which we're hoping will actually be a real convention with like activities that we plan and
it
crap like that. There were two suggestions. Fran said that she would head the committee, but we got to have it in Nashville.
I'm good with that.
Which actually wouldn't be a bad place to have it because they do conventions in Nashville. They've got some
plus
nice
some of our
stuff
Florida
there.
People and things like that would probably come for it.
They might come up
for
it, yeah,
because
you can drive up there. That's not that far. My mom used to drive from Ohio to Florida to see my grandma. And the other suggestion was if we do end up having it in Vegas again, we're doing it at the Orleans because it's way nicer.
That is nice.
I
know
still,
a guy.
Nothing against Tennessee, but I think we'll get more action in Vegas anyway because people will be more likely to come from other areas.
And we got so much action in this Vegas.
Shelly, you were in action. You were playing slots like crazy. You had plenty of action.
I know. I lost $30 on the weekend, which is okay because I had allotted myself a certain amount of money and I went home with cash. So
well, here's an example. Because we didn't have anything really set up.
Right.
We didn't make any flyers. We did, because we could have printed up flyers and sent them to our friend Greg. He could have put them at all the meetings in the area out there, put them at the two or three Alano clubs they have.
Yep.
There could have been a lot more promotion. And we could have done the same thing around here.
And we could have found a hotel that would have actually worked with us that might have been closer to the Strip.
They
South
will.
Point was like 15 years away. We passed it on the way in.
Yeah. That's okay. Orleans will work with us.
We're not going to the Flamingo. I know that.
Orleans will work with us.
Because we had friends that went to the Flamingo.
Oof.
They were like,
it's a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yep.
So. Now, see, the last time I went to Vegas for the last furniture show, I went to the Rio. I stayed in a brand new redone suite for $39.
Yep.
Brand new.
Yep. That's easy to do on a Thursday.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I liked the format. Have we put any of the shows up yet that we recorded there, or are we?
There's one more show to go up before them,
and then the two shows
from them.
So by the time you hear this, you'll have heard the shows that we recorded there. I had a nice time doing that. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of involvement on the shows. We had quite a few people chime in.
Yeah,
kind of cool.
And we finally got to answer the burning question.
What?
Who's Brian? Brian?
Yes, we did. Brian showed.
Because
we
Brian did. Showed up.
Brian was
Mad
fun.
Props.
Brian was
yes,
fun.
He did. I had, of course, we know Fran and Bill already from several excursions.
Mm-hmm. Paul came out a little early to introduce himself to us before DJ.
Yes. And his actually show that he was on before the 2 weeks before the get together actually went up.
Okay.
What? Not this one, but the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Really liked him.
Everybody was nice guys. I mean, I hadn't seen Terry and Rhonda in a while. And
no, there was that one guy. We can never figure out what his name was. He was an asshole.
Who?
I don't know.
Is that me?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, I don't know who that one is.
Well, because you said everybody was a nice guy. I'm like, oh, no. There was that
Except
one guy.
Me.
Well, that's true.
There's that newcomer killer.
That'd be me?
Yeah. Well, and newcomer killer junior here, Shelly.
Yeah. I am not.
I've taken her under my wing. I'm so proud.
Yeah,
when
Thanks,
you were talking
Dad.
About when you were talking about drunk people, though, you and I left to go get a box of cigars.
Yes,
and we were standing waiting for the car, and a couple got out of the cab, and she was hammered and in 5-inch heels.
Yeah, I was gonna say she should not have been wearing heels.
Ouch.
She was in too tall heels and too short of a skirt.
Yes,
was that. A show?
It was almost a show. It was a prelude anyway.
Let me tell you, the world was almost her gynecologist.
Almost.
If she had fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of that image. There's an image floating around the net, and it's got these two drunk chicks. They're, like, laying on their back in Mexico with, like, their skirts up around their thing and their knees up in the air, and this guy's walking by, and he's pointing at him and goes, look. Someone threw away two perfectly good white girls. Yeehaw. So if you'd like to be involved in the planning of next year's convention, email us at recovery101radio@gmail.com.
We need to have the steering committee decide where we're going to do it first off. I'm cool with doing it in Nashville.
That would be good with me because then I could drive up and see my mom.
That'd be good with me because I've never been to Nashville.
Neither have I. Have you ever been there?
No. I have not.
Because there's stuff to do there.
There is stuff, and something just occurred to me, though. A convention in Nashville would require me to deal with the TSA.
No, you could leave on Tuesday, and you'd be there by Friday. A roadie. We could do live remotes on the way.
We could get
the short bus.
We could get the short bus,
get all the Southern California people to meet us somewhere, and take the short bus to Nashville. And we all get off of it. We all get off the short bus with our hockey helmets on.
If I could buy a short bus on iTex, I would do it in a second.
Just rent one.
Well, and if we did that, then we could record shows from really fascinating places like the largest ball of string and the corncob house.
That's on Route 66, though.
But...
You only go Route 66 part of the way.
We get the short
that
bus
goes up to
and
Chicago.
The hockey helmets.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the,
no, we need
And the
we
safety
need
hazard last 30 days t-shirts that Bruce got.
Yes. Yes, they are quite yellow, aren't they?
They are quite yellow with black.
I'm so glad there's somebody else
they're
that
awesome.
Doesn't like
Fran, love them.
They're awesome.
I know, Fran's actually like,
they were
yellow.
Cool.
I was like,
I got a lot of compliments on that shirt.
Okay, you know what? My response was yellow. I thought we were talking about black or gray or white.
Oh, because I forgot to bring your shirt. Sorry.
My shirt. Oh, my camp
Those
shirt.
Those shirts are
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Like camp shirts?
Those shirts are cool.
Next week, make sure you bring because I kind of actually want that one.
I will.
But
they have our names embroidered.
It's all ironed and everything.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know what? Nobody looks good in yellow.
Bees look good in yellow.
I
That's
do.
Why bees are yellow.
Yeah.
I look good in yellow.
You say.
I don't wear t-shirts, so.
If you That's say so, sweetie.
Cut the sleeves off. You'll wear it all the time.
I would.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah. I'm in a tank top right now.
Yes, I know.
By the way, so what are your final words on the Recovery 101 convention postmortem?
The get-together postmortem?
Okay.
Yeah. It was fun. I wish we had tons more listeners to come and hang out with us. And I hope that next time we do this, next year, that everybody comes.
Okay, go ahead.
What?
I still say that the chances are best at Vegas. More people will go to Vegas than would go anywhere else.
That's what you said this year.
Right, because if we had gone to Tennessee this time, you and I and Shelley and Fran would have been there.
No, Paul would have come.
Well, Paul probably would have come.
Bill would have come.
If he could, he would probably come.
So
Terry and them wouldn't come. Greg wouldn't come.
But more people from there would have come.
Well, anyway, you never know.
Tons of fun. Thanks for everybody who came. Thanks for everybody who participated. And I can't wait for next year's.
My final words are, party on, dudes. Shelley.
Be excellent to each other.
Who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. As our friend in the Inland Empire has done, you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE if you would like to read the Southern California edition of that newsletter.
Awesome. We have a sales guy. 25% of all the advertising they sell, he gets. So if you want to become a salesperson for advertising, send an email to Recovery. Actually, you should probably just send it to Recovery 101 Radio Show.
Radio, no. If you send it to Recovery
101 Radio at gmail.com.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because we check that one the most. Mark.
Yeah.
We have people that listen to the Really Big Shoe.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
You see the numbers.
Well, we know at least 10 of them because they were at the get-together.
That's right. We announced the get-together and they showed up.
And one guy in Ghana. I don't think he's going to show to the convention, though.
That's where we should have it next year.
In Ghana?
In Ghana.
We'll have one extra guy.
He'd feel like a star.
Yeah, he would.
Provided they get the Ebola rampage under control.
You know.
Our one guy we have is in danger right now.
Yes, he is, actually, because it's spreading to other countries. It's now in 5 countries.
We should have this in UCC.
Uck, yeah. I've never been to Uck, and
oh,
I want to go.
That'd be awesome. We get Amanda to come.
Yep.
Although, I don't think she really listens to the show.
Katie could run the committee. Paul would help.
True.
Paul would probably go.
Yeah.
Paul seems to be quite the jet setter.
Yes, he is. Paul will go wherever. Have convention, we'll travel.
Yes.
So, but those who are listening to the show, we appreciate that very much. I'm not going to take a lot of time because we already have. So just go up online, do what you're supposed to do. Thank you.
You can join Podomatic really easily by hitting the join with your Facebook login. It will not post anything to your page. It never posts anything to mine. And you can sign up in literally 3 seconds. You just click it. As long as you're logged into Facebook, it will lock you right in. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group. You need to ask to be joined to that. If you ask, ye shall receive. If you spam, ye shall receive the boot. We've got an email address, recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Three Dog Night.
Chuck Negron and the Boys. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.